In the year Ruth Frith was born, King Edward VII was on the throne. The first powered airplane flight in Australia was made. Errol Flynn was born, and Alfred Deakin was the Prime Minister. Ruth is 102 years old and one of the subjects of the 100 Plus Club documentary, which will screen on ABC One on Sunday the 1st of July at 6:30 p.m. I'm joined by Ruth and the documentary's director, Mandy Lake. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hello.
How are you? I'll ask you first, Ruth. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
102, did I have that right?
That's quite correct. I was born in 1909.
That's you. The things you must have seen. My mind boggles. I was born in 1976, so as far as I'm concerned, the universe has always been run by computers. Was the advent of that sort of technology a shock to you? Or is everything just kind of...
Well, strange to say, I've never put my hand on a computer.
Never?
Never. And my daughter's got them, but I never have put my hand on one, so I can't comment on that.
Mandy, I'll ask a couple of questions of you. Who or what inspired you to make this film?
Well, I basically scour the paper every day for stories, being a filmmaker, and a couple of years ago I happened upon a tiny little story in the Courier Mail which sort of said, look, the 100 Plus Club's having high society this afternoon, and I sort of did a double take, and I'm like, 100 Plus Club? Centenarians? There's a club for centenarians, and basically I'm like, I've got to look into that. That sounds like gold. That's a story.
Did you find all of your subjects at that gathering?
No. We spent about a year stalking various centenarians and various functions. And after about a year, we sort of, picked three and followed them for another year.
How did you persuade them to tell their stories?
I didn't have to do too much persuading, did I, Ruth?
No, you didn't.
No, I actually saw Ruth at a function, a Lord Mayor function, 1 week, and the next week we were stalking her with cameras on her actual 100th birthday. So
yeah, down the Gold Coast.
That's it. So I was there to actually see her blow out the candles, and we captured that on film, and it's actually the doco pretty much starts with that, so...
Has it changed how you feel about getting old, having spent time with people of Ruth's vintage?
I've always been pretty fearful of getting old, and I think that's probably one of the reasons I was quite motivated to make this film, because I could kind of see how, you know, our elderly were being treated. So I wanted to make, you know, a pretty positive story about our elderly and sort of let everyone know that it's not necessarily such a grim ending.
Ruth is 102 years young. You still exercise, Ruth. What kind of things do you do to get you up and about?
Well, in athletics, I am a thrower, and I throw the hammer, the shot, the discus, the jab, and the heavyweight. I don't run.
No.
I've given up running. I've given up long jumping.
When did you give up running?
When I joined. When I was 74.
You gave up running at 74.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you were still running at 73.
Yeah, but it's hard to fit in training when you have so many. So you either the throws suffered or the sprinting. And I thought, oh, well, I'll give up the sprinting.
What Ruth's not saying is she does weights every day as well.
How heavy?
Oh, a range right through.
Wow. You're making me feel very lazy, Ruth. I'm 35 years of age and I don't remember the last time I lifted a weight. You don't drink or smoke?
No, I don't.
But is it true that you don't eat vegetables?
That is very true.
I'm sure there are nutritionists throwing their hands in the air right now saying, don't tell people you can live to 102 without eating your veggies. When was the last time you ate a vegetable?
Well... When I say I don't eat vegetables, I'm not saying every vegetable. I do eat pumpkin. So I'll have a piece of pumpkin. Well, we have a roast dinner, but that's all.
No, do you eat
I don't like potatoes. I don't like anything like that.
Right. So are you very careful? I know this is anyone
no,
that... No.
I'm
you just eat what you feel like?
I'm not a fad about food. If you don't like it, well, don't eat it. And don't force your children to eat it, because as they get older, they will find out what they like and they will eat that. But when you hear people with 3 year olds saying, oh, well, he won't eat this, and I thought, well, he's only three. So let him grow into finding his own.
I wanted to ask you, actually, and it's sort of been the running theme of today. I'm soon to be a mother. My baby's due in November. And you have two children and multiple grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You would have seen parenting styles change. You would have seen fads come and go. Is there any advice you can give from someone who's seen so much that is just timeless?
Well, I was only saying to Mandy and those today, somebody asked me, what would I do with the modern child? I said I wouldn't do anything because they don't take any notice of you if you do tell them anything. So I said, I don't give any advice to you about your children because they don't listen.
Right. So I'm stuck then. I just have to let him or her do whatever he or she wishes to do.
With guidance from you, but not strict. You can't do that. You can't go there. Yeah, just gently guide them.
Do you think
they will find their own lead?
I hope so. That's the plan. Do you think that people listen to older people by and large?
Well, I don't know, because I don't come in contact again with the person that asked me for any advice. I just say, well, I'll just do as you think. And I am a very self-minded person. If I want to do something, I do it. I don't let somebody tell me not to or to do. I make up my mind to do it. So I am a bit selfish probably in that way, but I am very strict in what I do. I don't listen to what other people tell me to do. I just do as I want to do it.
Which makes it very difficult to film, I might add. If Ruth wants to go running across the oval, Ruth is off and we're all in hot pursuit.
Do you keep yourself busy? What do you do to fill your days, Ruth?
I live with my daughter and she plays bowls and she's in charge of the games and that. And I, at 11 o'clock every day, I do my exercises and my weights and I ride the bicycle. That's 11 until 11:30, I do that every day. Because I feel that if you stick to a timetable, you will always do it. But if you just say, oh, I've got to do weights today, I'll do them tomorrow. But if it's 11 o'clock, when you hear 11 strike, you know you're going out to do your weights.
Rain, hail or shine?
I have it all on my back, enclosed back veranda. I've got the weight machine and the bicycle and the spa. I've got it all on the back veranda. So I don't have to go far.
And how do you think you'll feel being a little bit of a star from this documentary, which is airing on ABC One on Sunday night at 6:30?
I think it's marvellous, but I also think that when you get to 100, the attitude of the other people who are not 100 changes, or you change. I don't know what it is, but their first question is, how did you grow to be 100? Now, I just ate and I went to bed and I slept and the next day was another day. You don't do anything. You don't do anything to be 50. You don't do anything to be 60. So why should you want to do something when you're 100? It just grows.
Breathe in, breathe out, repeat.
Yeah, that's right. And enjoy yourself while you're doing it.
That sounds like a good philosophy.
Yeah.
Mandy, what do you think people who see this documentary might learn that they didn't know about perhaps people who have a long lifespan?
Well, yeah, I regard myself as a bit of a centenarian expert now. So I would say there's a few commonalities. I would say there's some degree of feistiness involved.
I'm sensing that, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I would say sense of humour, definitely. All of our characters are very funny people, very, very naturally witty people. They're very community-minded, and they're very open-minded. They go with the flow. So, yeah, that's what I've learned about centenarians.
Well, thank you both very much for coming out and spending some time with us today. Ruth Frith, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And Mandy Lake, the documentary is called The 100 Plus Club, and it airs on Sunday night, this Sunday, 1st of July, at 6:30 p.m. on ABC1.